What's up, guys? It's Jen here with episode six.
Episode six
of Don't Say That. Do I have some shit to talk today? Number one being Donald fucking Trump. I'm sorry I have to make it political for this episode, but I do, because he did some stupid ass shit this week. Multiple things, actually. Multiple fucking things. But the first, and most problematic in my opinion, is relating sexual harassment in the workplace to quote-unquote fake news. Yep, fake fucking news, which he termed himself. Which is basically only news that talks about him. That's what constitutes as fake news. So he tweeted, if you guys didn't know, all the shit going on right now started with Harvey Weinstein. The list goes on of sexual harassment, you know, claims against these men in the industry. And I believe his name is Matt Lauer. He was a news anchor. He got fired from his job. I want to say it's NBC. I'm sorry if I'm wrong. I don't have the tweet pulled up right now, and that's because I'm recording on my phone. But basically, Matt Lauer got fired for sexual harassment, inappropriate behavior in the workplace regarding sexual behavior. Blah, blah, blah. Not unusual, not surprised in any way. But Donald Trump has the fucking audacity to tweet, so sad that Matt Lauer got fired, but like no one's getting fired for putting out fake news. I'm sorry, bitch. Dude, it's like those are not even in the same playing field. Why would you even relate those two things? Sexual harassment is on a whole nother fucking level. Like, this guy is the president of the United States and is relating sexual harassment to, like, shit being talked about him on the internet or in the news. When, like, it's not fake. There's videos of him doing stupid shit. And, like, the news, the media, it's corrupt in every way. Sure, things are twisted. But, like, he's not the only one it happens to. But it's only fake news if it's about him. You know what I mean? At least that's what it feels like. That's in my opinion. Yeah, so he's scum of the earth, in my opinion. I'm honestly speechless when it comes to this, because, like, sexual harassment is such a big deal, and I'm glad that all these women are coming out about it, because, like, they deserve to fucking live a life, and a normal life, and be safe, and feel good about their decisions, and, like, see some justice. This shit shouldn't just be allowed to happen to them. But apparently, he thinks the person shouldn't be fired because it's just the same as producing fake news. And if no one's getting fired for producing quote unquote fake news, then, you know, no one should be fired, or this particular guy apparently shouldn't be fired for these sexual harassment claims. And I'm beside myself over this. Like, I'm so annoyed. He's actually the scum of the earth, and he's also our president. And we're the laughingstock of the world. Other countries, I have friends literally that study abroad in other countries, and people come up to them being like, so Donald Trump is really your president? Like, what's that like? And how do you fucking respond to that? Like, he's not my president. I didn't fucking vote for him. Like, it's embarrassing. I'm like, he's a fucking disgusting human. And he's a sexual predator himself, so that's probably why he doesn't think these guys should be fired, because, hey, he's the president. He's in office. He's not getting fired. Yeah. So, fuck that. Sorry if you guys, I don't know, like Donald Trump, although I'm not sure how you still could at this point. But then again, my grandparents are supporters, so, yep, I'm related to that. So, whatever. I had to get political for this podcast. Like, I couldn't not say something about this because I wish he wouldn't have said that. You know what I mean? This is the ultimate don't fucking say that. Like, he's scum. All right, moving on. Fucking don't say that ever again. Next thing I have to talk about is the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Yeah, it happened this past week. I want to say Tuesday it happened. Last Tuesday, that is. And, you know, I like the Victoria's Secret fashion show. I really do. This year was definitely not my favorites, but I like the performers. I like the backstage, you know, footage that you get to see of all the, like, commotion backstage. It's always so fun to me because I used to perform when I was in high school, so I know what that's like. And this year, if any of you watched, they showed a girl. Oh, look at that. I just got a Twitter notification that said Donald J. Trump tweeted. Fucking don't care. Don't even interrupt my day with that. Anyway, yeah, they showed this girl. So the Victoria's Secret fashion show took place in Shanghai this year. And this Asian model, they showed her talking to the camera backstage, saying, "I'm so happy this is in my hometown. My whole entire family is here. My people are here. This is my home. Like, I'm so thrilled that I get to walk in the show." And they show her fucking fall flat on her face. And literally don't edit any of it out. She literally falls on her face and sits there on the stage for like a good 45 seconds and doesn't get up. And they didn't edit out any of it. Like, the whole world saw this. And it was devastating. I can't believe they didn't edit any of it out. Like, you bitches, this was a big deal for her. And you guys just let her humiliate herself, not only in front of the people that were there, but in front of everyone around the world who was also watching. And she was in her home fucking country. Like, it could have been anyone else. Like, Bella Hadid, you could afford to fall. Sorry, but you could. But this girl, I want to say her name was like Lin or Ling. I don't know. She's gorgeous. And, you know, she still did a great job and she got up with a smile. But then Victoria's Secret or whoever fucking aired the show had the audacity to show her literally three times bawling, crying backstage and everyone comforting her. Like, obviously she's upset. You don't need to show it. That's implied. Like, she's upset. She just fell in front of the whole fucking world. And these people are showing it on national television and not cutting her any slack. So call it racism. Call it fucking douchey-ass people doing this for views. But that's pretty much what it is. Like, that sucks. And if it was someone else that was more famous, I feel like they would have cut it out. Because, like, it's their image. Like, now she's going to be known as a girl who fell in the Victoria's Secret fashion show in her hometown, in front of her family. And that sucks. So I feel bad for her. And shout out you. If you're listening, doubt you are. But if you are, shout out to you, Victoria's Secret angel who fell. Because you rock. And I'm sorry they did you wrong like that. Because I wouldn't have wanted that broadcasted all over the fucking world. Internet, TV, talked about on the radio, every social media you could think of, it was mentioned on. And that sucks. Yeah, on the bright side though, her face didn't turn red at all. My face would have literally been the color of blood because that's what it would have been filled with, blood. My face, when I get embarrassed, literally turns beet fucking red. Like, redder than blood. So sucks for me. If that would have been me, I would have been in a much worse position. But she was good. She stood up. She kind of did a little sigh. Everyone knew. You can't get around it. Like, obviously, she was disappointed. And she just went on with her day. Fuck it. Good for her. So, yeah. Anyway, also, the Victoria's Secret fashion show had a lot of cultural appropriation this year. They wore, like, cultural garb and, like, really shouldn't have. Don't know why they did. It's like, I don't know. I feel like it's going downhill ever since, like, the original angels aren't there anymore. Like, I don't get it. They need to, like, do something different. I don't know. Anyway, the next thing I have to talk about is people wearing holiday dog costumes. Yeah, humans putting on holiday dog costumes. I saw this on YouTube. She's a really famous YouTuber that I actually think is really fucking cool and funny and talented. And, like, everything she does is a hit. And she has been in Vogue now and Vanity Fair and whatever. But she literally tries on dog costumes. And I don't know if I like this or hate it because it's, like, funny that she can fit into them. But also, it's fucking ridiculous. Like, you know, try harder. Like, actually, maybe she is fucking trying hard. Who am I to know? But, like, she's trying on dog costumes for views. Like, I don't get it. She is kind of making fun of herself. But also, this is not the first time she's done it. So, like, it's kind of fucking ridiculous. I also wish I was as small as dog so I could fit into them. Like, semi-cool. But also semi don't fucking do that because it's a dog costume. Like, try on toddler clothes. Try on, like, other human clothes. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe it makes it better that it's animal clothes because, like, who doesn't love a good dog or a fucking good dog costume? And apparently dogs hate fucking clothes, so at least she's putting them willingly on herself. Like, I guess that's better than forcing your dog to wear them. Yeah, I just think it's kind of weird, though. Like, it seems like she ran out of ideas, so she ran to fucking Petco to pick up some food for her pet turtle, who, like, I don't even think she knows what she's doing, taking care of that turtle, which is a whole other problem in itself. Like, don't get pets. If you don't know what to do, like, do a little research first, you know? Maybe she did. Who am I to know? Again, I don't know. Why do I keep feeling bad for talking shit? My whole podcast is about talking shit. I don't know. I need to just stand my ground, you know? Anyway, she doesn't know how to take care of this turtle, it seems like. I'll say that. So she probably went there to pick up some food for her turtle, saw those dog costumes on sale, and thought, hey, this would be a funny video. Let me try them on since I'm small enough to fit into them. And I'm like, bruh. Like, bruh. All right. Do what you want, you know? It's your body. It's your fucking life. But those are also dog costumes, and they probably smell like wet dog. You know, I wouldn't choose to put myself in a dog costume, but I don't know, watch me 5 years down the road, like, have a YouTube channel and be trying on dog costumes. As if I'd be thought small enough. I don't know. I shouldn't be talking shit on YouTubers because, like, they have so much money. So, but on the other hand, like, they could be funny on their own, like, without trying on dog costumes, you know what I mean? That's just me, though. Anyway, this is my sixth episode. I'm not sure. Actually, no. I want to apologize first because I didn't get my homegirl Jill to come help me host this show. You know, it's really busy. We're both busy with school. It's almost the end of the semester, so I had to do this solo session. It wasn't the end of the world, though, you know? I've done, actually, the majority by myself. But hey, maybe come back next week. Maybe she'll be here, maybe not. Maybe we might start a show on our own. But yeah, if you guys are interested in listening to some other podcasts from the Unpause Network, you can just go to unpause.com, and that's UNPAWSED instead of paused like on your iPod. It's paused like the Chapman Panther paw, because we're all from Chapman and we all started these podcasts because we're in a class together. So yeah, go check them out, and thank you guys for listening so far. And I might be back next week. I might not. If I am not back next week, it might be because I started another podcast, and maybe I'll make an episode to like let you guys know about that, because obviously I want views, or I guess streams, listeners, viewers. Anyway, thank you guys so far for all the support, and until next time, see you later.